Hey folks, I'm Tom.
And I'm Vince.
Welcome to Friday Night Beers, a show where two guys who know too much about pop culture and not enough about beer try some beers and explain them in a way that you may understand.
But that you probably won't, and it'll only make sense to us. Either way, we hope you'll be entertained.
I've been feeling cooped up lately, Vince.
You've been feeling cooped up, Jerry.
I tell you, I gotta get out.
I gotta get out, Jerry.
I gotta get outside.
Where do you gotta go?
I gotta go for a ride.
What kind of ride are you gonna go on, Jerry?
It's gotta be something that really restricts my body.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
I want someone to just grab me and take hold. I want to squeeze! I want to squeeze, Jerry!
On your ride?
A squeeze, Jerry! I want a squeezy ride!
Whoa, you gotta cool it!
Hello, squeezy! Now we're just doing Seinfeld bits.
Yeah. Was that? Who was
Newman.
That?
Newman.
I was gonna say, is that Newman?
Hello, Newman. Hello, Squeezy. We're doing Squeezy Rider.
We're doing Squeezy Rider.
I gotta tell you, this name is just great.
So I was seconds away from going.
Oh, yeah.
And then I realized that's the low rider. Yeah,
that's George Lopez.
Yes.
Thank you.
By the way, have you ever seen his stand up?
I've seen some stuff on Comedy Central.
It feels like we just decided. That's our guy. He's funny. And then it turned out to work out.
He's probably got a lot of money.
Remember Lopez Tonight?
Yeah, was that TBS?
Yeah, TBS was like, work with Conan, it'll work with George.
He was like a clean mind of Mencia.
Yeah, that's original.
Yeah, and he didn't steal jokes. We're off topic, so yeah. we're doing Squeezy Rider. Which is from Deschutes Brewery.
Deschutes.
This is our second, actually our third Oregon beer. Vince, you remember Midnight Bramble?
How could I forget? By the way, if you are trying to experience the ecstasy that is Midnight Bramble, good luck. It is very difficult to find.
Yeah.
And I'm putting it out right now. Whoever can deliver me and Tom one bottle of Midnight Bramble, you will probably be the fan of the year.
Challenge has been thrown out there. The other one we did was Dead and Dead.
Yeah. No, Dead. Oh, yeah. Rogue.
Yeah, from Rogue Ale.
Sorry, I thought you were saying they were Cascade.
Yeah. So this is from Deschutes, Bend, Oregon. It's a West Coast IPA, 7%.
Clocking in.
This is what they have to say about it. Chill out with this juicy refresher that's packed with heaps of hops to bring torrential tides of tropical flavor and a dab of dankness. It's got big tropical fruit punch aroma, light dank, melon. It's got light malt character. Vince, I can see you salivating at some of these things, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this. I like a good West Coast IPA. I don't know how you feel about them.
I'm obviously into IPAs, and as I will get into, I have a personal relationship with Deschutes.
You do. So I'll give a couple of quick pointers here about what Deschutes Brewery is about. In 1988, Gary Fish, fake name, established a small brew pub in downtown Bend, Oregon, named it after the iconic waterway flowing through the town. Iconic to who? The Deschutes River. With a belief that good beer brings people together, notice they said good beer, not necessarily good people, Gary founded the Deschutes Brewery and Public House as just that, a home for the public, not the pubic. A community gathering place where friends, family, and strangers could come together over some great food. I see that they said great for the food instead of just food. And a house-brewed pint of beer. In its first year, the public house sold 310 barrels of beer, not 309, not 311. Today, the brewery sells more than 225,000 barrels of beer each year, and Deschutes can be found in 32 states, one of which is the great state of Illinois, and even a few countries. Over the years, Deschutes Brewing expanded beyond the original pub, with a brewery and tasting room less than a mile across town on the banks of the Deschutes River in Bend, a second pub in downtown Portland, and I believe that is where Tom's story begins.
It's 2018. It's May. I'm in Portland. I'm on a solo trip in Portland. I started at Deschutes.
Why not?
I order a flight. One of my first flights that I've ever ordered.
Ever. This was early on
this
Tom.
This was early. This was way before I knew I was going to be a world-renowned beer podcast.
This is when Tom was drinking vodka exclusively.
Oh, definitely not. I had a bison burger. I had a flight. I was in heaven. I had just gotten to Portland. And I said, you know what? I want to go watch some NBA basketball, which it was the playoffs. It was May. NBA basketball starts at 4 o'clock Pacific time.
Wow.
And I met some very nice people there who were drawn to my Mizzou shirt. Yeah, I was wearing a Mizzou shirt. Ended up spending the whole night with these people. They took me out. They took me to a karaoke bar. They took me to Beaverton. I was going all over town. I was in heaven.
Is Beaverton close? Isn't that where Oregon State is?
No, you're thinking of Corvallis.
Oh, yeah, that's Beaverton, my bad.
Beaverton is like the suburbs of Portland.
It's because it's the Oregan State Beavers. One can be forgiven for the mistake.
That's true. Let's try this right
Let's
now.
Let's crack.
Cheers. I'm so super excited.
Cheers, Tom. Squeezy Rider.
Let's give it a squeeze.
Smells like a West Coast.
Okay, that's good, but it wasn't as tropical as I had been advertised.
Yeah, I mean, I can taste the tropicality of it. It's no Flint Tropics, but Jackie Moon's not
good. I hope it's not Flint water.
No, thank God.
Deschutes Brewery is a beautiful place.
Oh,
Portland.
Really? I would not guess that about a brewery. I feel like many of them are cookie cutter.
It's very cool. I don't really know how else to describe it, but like it's in a cool part of downtown Portland, right by Powell's Books. I think that Portland is a fun city. I had a really good time there. And it's like a city that's sort of like enraptured in a forest. You know, like it's very like, it's very tree heavy. Fred Armisen very famously lampooned the entire culture of Portland with Portlandia.
Yep.
Which was a very good show.
Who's his partner on that? Carrie?
Oh, God. What is her last name? I don't know. But she was in... They were in every sketch together. It was the two
of them. Yeah, it was the two of them. Yeah, so it's Fred Armisen.
She's in a band called Slater Kenny. I haven't seen her since that show ended, though. So I don't
know. It's Carrie Brownstein.
Yeah, they had a great theme song. Really funny sketches. It was on IFC, which was kind of odd.
Yeah, IFC had a whole... We've not talked about IFC.
We haven't, and... Two great shows. So that show and Documentary Now, which was like the hit rate on it is hit or miss. But like when it hits, it's fucking hilarious.
Right. We've seen a couple of them that are very, very good. The Mulaney one is very good.
Yeah. And then there's one with Tim Robinson. It's like the fake bowling documentary. Where
oh, yes.
He says, suck my sack.
Yeah. Where he parodies. God, who's the guy?
He parodies the... The guy from St. Louis, the bowling guy. Are you kidding me? Who do you think you are?
Yes, I did it. I did it. God damn it. Who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah.
I know that one all the way. I can't remember, but it's the closest I've ever come to spending $50 on a single sports card.
Pete Weber. Who do you think you are? I am.
The Leaf Trading Company. Issued sports cards, and they said there's 200 of them, and they had him sign on them, who do you think you are? I am Pete Weber. And it's I wanted it so bad.
Vince, what do you think about Oregon just in general?
I don't.
You don't ever think about it?
I think about Oregon every March because they're always criminally underrated, almost always criminally underrated in the NCAA tournament.
Not in the fall?
No.
You don't ever think about them in the fall?
No.
They're a Big Ten school now, so you're not thinking about them.
Well, I guess that's not true. I guess sometimes I think about them in the fall, but it's not like fondly.
I wrote down some things that remind me of Oregon culture. So let me know how you feel about this.
I'd love to hear them.
The Oregon Ducks, obviously.
Well, I love the Oregon Duck.
I've been to Eugene. I had a very interesting time there. I don't want to say I had a great time because that's not true. But
why not? What happened?
There was an incident with a homeless person.
Oh, yeah, that was Eugene? I thought that was Portland.
No. There's a lot of homeless people in Portland, though. In general, Oregon, great place to be homeless. The Goonies.
Oh, yeah.
Astoria, Oregon, which I tried to incorporate on my solo trip, but it was just too logistically challenging. But that's on, like, the beautiful shores of Oregon. the Goonies house is still in existence. Here's another one. Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah. Basically, if you were coming of age in the 80s, you were doing it in Oregon.
Or at least it was being filmed in Oregon and repurposed.
That's later. True. You weren't allowed to hit puberty unless they filmed you doing it in Oregon.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
Here's another one. Have you seen the movie called Green Room?
Tell me more.
It is with... It's with this guy who was in the Star Trek movies who died very young.
Zachary Quinto.
No, he's still alive.
Okay, I'm not sure.
God, what is his name? But he's like he's an international guy. Here's the plot. It's a band. It's a punk rock band that plays a show at this place called the Green Room. And unbeknownst to them, it's a Nazi club. So they're just like, it's like an innocent like band, like road trip movie. And then they show up to this place and shit goes off the rails and they have to like, they're trapped there and they're not allowed to leave. And it's one of the most like underrated social commentary, like horror movies that I've ever seen.
Hmm.
I fucking love this movie. I believe it came out in like 2016, 2017 range.
Oh, wow. I thought this was going to be a very old movie.
No, it's not. And I want to get the guy's name right because he deserves the credit for it, but... Really, really good movie and really intense.
So when I think of Oregon, outside of, you know, sports-wise, I pretty much just think of Washington Extended. Is that strange?
I don't think it's strange because I think the Pacific Northwest is sort of like a symbiotic spirit.
And we've talked ad nauseum about the Pacific Northwest and its role in cinematography. But what's odd is... I do classify Idaho and Montana as their own entities, but for some reason, Oregon is just like a part of Washington that they decided they didn't want.
Well, I'm biased, but I feel like if you went there, you would feel differently about that. Because I do feel like there is some unique beauty and features of Oregon that are differentiated from other states in that region.
Okay. I'm sure I'd go and I'd love it, and then I'd come back and never publicly admit that. You know?
Well, now they're in the Big Ten, so you know you can check it out.
I know, but I really, like, why would I go to Oregon when I can go sailgating in Washington?
Well, I've been to Seattle, too, and there's a lot of good stuff there as well.
Yeah, there is.
But you...
The people
also,
are bad.
You hate Seattle.
No, I hate the people. I don't like the people.
Even though you've never met most
They're not very welcoming, is what I hear.
By the way, the guy's name is Anton Yelchin.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot about this, too, but Patrick Stewart plays the head of the Skinheads.
Patrick Stewart?
In a completely role reversal.
Yeah, kind of really? Are you kidding me? We went, good afternoon, chaps. Perhaps you're lost. That was a little Connery. But.
Also, I know that I'm usually very tolerant in the X-Men films, but in this one...
Now, I understand that you may be thinking I'm going to welcome you, but not the case. Yeah, I don't know. That's not great, but it doesn't matter.
Let's transition to the glass, shall we?
Why not? Why not? So, as I pour this out, we've done a couple of West Coasts. Nothing too crazy. As far as like a West Coast IPA goes, Tom, are you familiar with what the difference between the West Coast and East Coast is?
I should be, but I'm not.
Okay, so we know our East Coast IPAs are extremely hazy, right? So East Coast focuses on yeast over hops, shockingly, whereas a West Coast is naturally focused a little more on the hops. That taste is a little more bitter on the West Coast here, whereas on the East Coast, weirdly enough, you're going to get that hoppy experience. It's not going to make your head burst. So it's a little bit of an anomaly. As far as like which one's better, it's pretty much the same thing as like, do you like your coffee black or do you like a little bit of cream in it, right? You're not wrong. You just have a different opinion. And I think I'm tasting a little bit of the bitters here. So the big thing in the East Coast, the IPA brewers add most of the hops later in the brewing process, and that reintroduces the hop flavor without that bitterness. And that's where that juice profile comes from.
And I don't know what Deschutes has with the term squeeze, but One of my favorite beers from them is the Fresh Squeezed IPA.
Yeah, so it's weird. It's the Juice series is what they call it.
They call it the Juice series?
Yeah, which is ironic because none of them are named Juice.
Yeah, and they're all about all squeezing. Squeezed. Yeah, I like a nice squeeze every once in a while.
It's nice. It's nice.
I'm enjoying this beer. I think that, like, to your point about the variations on the coasts, I like them both. You don't have to be all in on one or the other.
It's good to mix them up. Okay, if you had to choose an actor and just describe, that's the actor that you assigned to Oregon, who would you choose?
An actor that I would assign to Oregon?
Yeah, so just like carries all of the characteristics that you associate with Oregon, I think you're going to have a far more exciting one than I do.
Which vibe of Oregon am I going for? Am I going for, like, the Oregon Ducks football part of it? Or is it, like, the rugged outdoorsman Portland craft beer dude?
You can do a couple of them if you want.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, when I think about the Oregon Ducks, for better or worse, the first guy I think of is Joey Harrington.
Oh, wow. Not even, I would think Marcus Mariota.
Well, he's up there, too. Marcus Mariota was the new guy, but the first guy with the first Oregon football team that I was like, this is really cool, was Joey Harrington.
Okay.
And fair. I know, as a Detroit native, although not a Lions fan,
yep,
not allowed to be in on Joey Harrington. But I'm talking about the college version, who was on the cover of NCAA football. So to me, that's part of it.
Joey Harrington, listen, great pianist.
He's good at the piano?
He does know how to play. He does know how to tickle the ivory.
But then, like, for the outdoor part, I don't know. Maybe someone like Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
He's like a rugged man. He's a guy who's, you know, I could see him, like, building his own cabin somewhere in the forest and going hiking.
Okay. For me, I tend to go with Lizzie Kaplan for Oregon. And in particular, that's because I associate Lizzie Kaplan most with her role as Janice Ian. This kind of like dark, gothic, sort of outsider, interloper. That's Oregon to me. I could be significantly meaner and say that the economist who is trying to take role when Ferris Bueller takes off is Oregon. Ben Stein.
Yeah, that's pretty boring.
But it is, but like, I mean, to me, without having been right now, Oregon does not excite me. Tell me why I should be excited about Oregon. Sell me.
Are you excited about, like, beautiful scenery and mountains and hiking? Does that get you going?
I mean, it could. Yeah.
You don't seem convinced by yourself on that.
Well, I don't know. I was excited to go to Montana. I'd probably not be as excited to go to Idaho, but I would do it.
The thing I will say about Oregon is, like, it gave me an experience that I don't typically have where I live here. You know, like, we live in a sprawling metropolis. We're connected to everything. Everything is very convenient. Oregon is not like that. Oregon is, you know,
it's inconvenient.
Well, it's inconvenient, but there's pluses, right? Like, you get to, like, really be a part of nature, and you get to experience temperate weather year round. You don't get the extremes that we get here. So that's a big plus.
I guess.
And also, like, selfishly as a sports fan, going to Oregon's campus, like, the coolest part about that trip was seeing how, like, modern and, like, fun that campus was.
That's
so
fair.
I like that. But if you don't live in Eugene, then you don't really get to experience that. And Portland is not a sports town. I'm sorry, but no one gives a shit about sports.
Tom, I'm going to ask a question here, and I'd like us to answer it. Do I just dislike the Pacific Northwest? Do I just not like it?
We have a lot of evidence pointing in that direction.
Do I just not get it? It's not for me? And where does the Pacific Northwest end? Is it literally just those two?
I think it actually extends into Canada, like Vancouver area.
Right, fair. I, for what it's worth, oddly enough,
probably Northern California.
I love Vancouver. I love the idea of it.
Oh, you know, okay, I think I figured it out. I think I figured it out.
That excites me. I don't know why.
You're biased towards Canada. In this.
No.
Yeah, you are, because you've brought up how much you love Labatt Blue, which we're going to do on this show.
I mean, there's nothing wrong
it's
with
so
that.
So close to your hometown. Technically, Canada and the Detroit metro area are like that.
Yeah, Detroit's north of Canada.
So it's just like, if I told you that Oregon was part of Canada, you would probably be into that because it reminds you of home.
Maybe, but
this
probably
is kind
not.
Of a harebrained theory of mine. But
it's not that harebrained. It does hold a little water. I am a little shocked that I do like Vancouver. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'd love to go to Vancouver.
I mean, it's also
Vancouver's
like
got Banff National Park.
American
Beautiful.
Films do this all the time, where they're like, we're gonna use like Canada as a stand-in for some American city. Or
I love movie. Alaska too. I think Alaska is fantastic. That's American. But it's far away.
We just kind of planted a flag there and said it was America. But
Seward's Folly, never forget. Yeah. I don't even know what would make me love the Pacific Northwest. Because, by the way, been to Seattle. Had a nice time. I guess I'll have to go to Oregon, and I'll probably have a nice time there, too. It just doesn't vibe with me.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but it is funny that you're like, oh, Vancouver, that sounds
great.
Yeah,
it does. That sounds awesome. But I also associate Vancouver with like those beautiful glaciers, right? That is very cool to me. That is a force of nature. I'm not getting that in rainy ass Oregon and Washington, you know? Like what I associate with
maybe
Oregon and Washington is twilight, for better or for worse.
That is not an accurate and fair representation.
I understand.
But yeah, I get
it. I understand. But it's like, it's drab.
I don't know what else to say other than
the sun doesn't
you
shine
gotta get
in
your
Portland.
Boots on the ground.
I'll need to.
I'll tell you, I'll give you one more wild anecdote. Do you know that Portland has the most strip clubs per capita in the United States?
Okay. I don't like strip clubs, but that is so out there compared to what I would expect from Oregon, that I'm back in. I'm in now.
And you want to know something else? I went to a stripper karaoke bar when I was there.
Add a little color to Oregon. Your boy is back. Like, I don't want to go to any of these strip clubs, to be very, very clear. But just the fact that that is a true fact, I underestimated you, Oregon. Let's have it.
I did karaoke with a stripper dancing around me. That was how that went. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's insane. It was an insane thing. I would not recommend doing it again.
Unless you're a very skilled karaoke singer.
Well, yeah.
Like
I mean,
yourself.
If you're great, then that's a different thing. But yeah, it was super, super strange. So yeah, that's the thing. Like, there's a lot of different layers to that region of the country. So
some great beer, though. Some very,
really
very good
beers.
We have yet to have one that's been kind of nasty, I would say.
Vince, okay. Let's give this a score.
Why not? Listen, this is, as far as West Coast IPAs go, and as far as I can really remember West Coast IPAs, which is apparently not very well, this holds up. It's a pretty solid departure from our normal IPA fare. And I am looking forward to having more West Coast IPAs. I think this one, they kind of nailed it. It's like a blunted bitter. So my comparison for Squeezy Rider would be a Most Uneasy Rider, G-rated Aubrey Plaza. I'm not going to elaborate. Either you get it or you don't.
Okay, that's fine.
Do you get it?
I do get it.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
But
I thought.
I figured
you
would. I want the audience to chime in.
Oh my god. All right, fine. Yeah, Aubrey Plaza is very dark, and if you G-rate her, she wouldn't be in Disney movies. If you cut her off to get her into Disney movies, then that's this, right? It's bitter, but it's got its limits.
All right, I'll go a different direction. If Marcus Mariota was a 5 out of 5 as an Oregon Duck, and Dennis Dixon was a 3 out of 5 as an Oregon Duck,
that's not fair. Dennis Dixon was a genius.
I'm
going to
put this at a 4 out of 5 Toms. Did you give, by the way, what did you say?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I did not.
You just said it was Aubrey Plaza. I'm not
my
letting
comparison's
you off the hook
there. Yeah, no.
4 out of 5 Toms.
I think that's a fair rating. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5 Vince's. It's very good. I'm looking forward to having some more from Deschutes. I would love to sample some of their sours, see what they've got going on there. And the bounty still stands. You will win Fan of the Year if you send a bottle of Midnight Bramble.
This is just like when we did Molson and you were like talking about another beer constantly the whole episode.
I'm just like, don't occupy the same space as another great beer.
Yeah, you're like, it's tough. No, this is fine, but like that one, the one
you gotta know, you gotta know.
Yeah, I love it, dude. That's fucking great. If you guys want to check out some more of our stuff, whether you're in Oregon or elsewhere, give us a follow on Apple, Spotify, subscribe, rate, and review us. God, we would love to read a review, wouldn't we?
Yeah, it's been a minute. And you know what? I'll review the Pacific Northwest again if you guys write a nice review.
Okay. You've heard that.
I'll re-review it.
That's the second gauntlet thrown down.
Ultimatums, right and left.
But until next time, I'm Tom.
I'm Vince.
This has been Friday Night Beers, where we have clear eyes, full cans.
Must booze.
Or must shoots.
Yeah, all right, it works.
Okay, not bad.
No, we'll play.